Previously on B&B and D&D.
Hello, my name is Ken Adams.
I'm kind of a big deal. I'm like the most famous bartender.
Your old friend, a dwarf named Gundren Rockseeker, hired the best ranger I could find in the area. Her name is...
Alwyn Leonman. I am a elf of noble birth.
The bard...
I'm Violetta Togborts.
I hired a guy too named Sildar Hallwinter. In the cliff, you see a cave. Just two goblins hanging out.
What's the deal with the cave?
We live here!
You live in the cave?
Yeah, like 20 of us! And our boss, Clarg! We heard from our boss to try to capture a dwarf named Gundren.
Okay, so Gundren is probably at the castle. The Sildar is in here, so we should probably go meet up with Sildar.
Guys, I don't know. I might be crazy here. I think Violetta should dress as a goblin.
There is someone tied up that you can sort of see on the upper level. There is one more goblin just kind of like hanging out, guarding the prisoner. He grabs his hostage, carries him over to the ledge, and holds his like short sword to his throat. All right, here's the deal. I'll let him go if you go and kill Clarg. He's the boss. If he dies, I become the manager of this cave. So if you do that, I will let you have this guy alive.
I want, okay, if we help you, I want a goblin pass. I want no trouble from any of your goblins. I want the name Ken Adams to echo through these halls. And
you're Ken Adams?
Yes, I'm Ken Adams.
Oh, I love your ale.
I told you guys.
Okay. We leave... What's his face with the other guy, and go towards the flames.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to B&B and D&D. This stands for Ben and Brian and Dungeons and Dragons. And I am Ben. I will be the DM, which is pretty much a narrator slash a referee slash everybody that the party members aren't. And we also have Brian here.
Hello.
We also have Q here.
Hello.
And we have a Caitlin.
Hey.
How it'll work basically is I will introduce the scenario and they tell me what they want to do or what they are doing, and I will tell them whether or not they are succeeding or what they have to do to succeed. Well, the fire, it is pretty much burnt out now, and there just is no bridge.
Oh, we can use our water skin to put it out.
No, there's not much of a fire. It's just, like, smoke and wood pieces, and there's, like, chunks of wood on the ground.
Oh, I just thought, you know, when we were doing that wolf stuff, I have a pan flute. I could have used it as a dog whistle. Oh, well.
Is that how pan flutes work?
Yeah.
If you can just climb down, you can like tie a rope off. The posts are still up there for the bridge, so you could tie a rope and climb down, and then just keep going up the stream to that room with the pool.
Okay, let's do that.
All right, so you do that. You go to the room with the pool. There are three goblins there. There are three goblins there that see you, but they don't attack you.
Wait.
They just kind of.
Wait. How do we know which one is Craig?
Oh, Clarg?
Clarg.
Craig?
That's his name now. His name is Craig.
You can ask these guys if you want.
Hey, guys, who are you?
Oh, none of us are named Craig.
Is one of you named Clarg?
No, we heard ahead from Yemek, back in that room with our hostage. He said to let you guys pass. Clarg, you'll know him when you see him. He's big.
Okay, cool. So, let's just go.
Bye, guys.
All right, yeah, let's go right up those stairs. He's up there.
All right, so we continue on.
All right, you go up those stairs. Sacks and crates of looted provisions are piled up on the south end of this large cave.
Can we...
To the west?
Can we loot it?
Possibly, but there's stuff in the way.
Oh.
To the west, the floor slopes towards a narrow opening that descends into darkness. A larger opening that you just came out of leads back down to where the waterfall is. In the middle of the cavern, there's the coals of a large fire smoldering. You also see a large bugbear, which is like a bugbear. As far as I can tell, it's like a really big goblin, but kind of furry.
Oh, so this must be Craig.
He's like 7 feet tall.
Wait, did you say a hairy goblin?
Yeah, kind of like a giant hairy goblin, 7 feet tall.
Oh, but he's soft.
He's also there with his what looks to be a mangy pet wolf and a couple other goblins.
Pet wolf. Okay, so we can surprise him, right?
Yeah, they're all faced away from you right now.
Oh, okay.
They still think I'm a goblin, right?
It depends on their perception.
Can I roll and see, and then if it's not a good roll, I can change my mind?
No. Once you roll, that's what you're doing.
I'll try it. I have faith.
What are you trying?
Just going up to them, acting like I'm still that love Zab.
Okay. So roll for deception.
And they're hidden, and they'll attack.
Are they?
Yeah. Wait, were we supposed to talk to him?
So if you go in, and if they believe you, then... Well... What are you planning on doing when you go up and you're like, hey, I'm a goblin? So we gotta...
What if I start another fire, guys?
We don't have any bedrolls left.
Oh, right. Shucks. It would have been the best idea.
I have like 5 candles. We can make them one big candle.
What? Did we... Who are we helping? The assistant goblin. Did we get a name?
His name is Yemek.
Yemek.
Okay.
Yemek, yeah. Okay. Like anemic, but Yemek.
Okay. So Violetta goes up and is like, hey, Yemek needs something. You should go help him. He sent me to get you.
Yeah, I'll roll for... Is this performance or deception?
Deception.
Oh. Hey, King. You know, Yemek... He needs you. Like, some crazy stuff has happened and the bridge burned down up there. You just need to get your kingdom in order, for real.
I'm not a king. What are you talking about?
Clark?
Clark's no
king. Craig? Craggle?
I'm Clark. I'm not the king. I'm just the manager.
Oh, where's the king?
Probably over in the castle.
Oh, wait. Goblins are dumb. That's why they believe you.
What? Goblins are dumb?
No, I'm a goblin. Why would I say that? You misheard me.
Clark will build a throne from your bones.
That would be a very small throne. You're kind of big, and I'm like little. I'm a little goblin.
All of a sudden, he reaches out to try to grab you.
And then we surprise attack him.
All right, you do that, but he has now picked up the halfling in one of his arms.
But I am nimble.
Yeah, you're nimble, but... He grabbed you still.
And brave.
Okay. That's great. He's not trying to frighten you.
Oh, but wouldn't this be a saving throw?
Well, you managed to kick him in the shins and wriggle free, but you do fall because he lifted you up a little bit. And you take 1 damage.
Okay.
And now you're on the ground at his feet, just like laying there. And it is, since you jumped out, it is Alwyn's turn.
Okay, so I surprise attack him with my short sword.
You stab him. And he's like, well, where'd you come from, Clark Smash?
I roll away.
Oh, he didn't actually smash. He's just yelling it at
you. Oh, okay.
He's just mad. All right. Your turn, Violetta.
Okay. I'm going to jam my dagger into his knee.
You can probably reach that high.
I can jump, maybe.
So you try to like do a jumping slash to get it into his knee. Instead, you miss and your head slams into his knee, and you take 2 damage and drop your dagger.
I have half my life again.
Ken.
How far away am I from Clark?
You're still across the room, like 30 feet.
30
feet. You haven't entered yet. You just kind of like popped out.
Okay, I close the distance between me and Clark to 15 feet.
You run forward?
And then I pull out my spear, and I summon all the courage and strength I have, pull it back, and yell, "This one's for Skippy!" And I throw it right at his face.
Yeah, your spear goes into his face. You don't have it anymore, but it's sticking out of his, like, forehead.
Gross.
He's just kind of, like, wobbling around as he turns his head.
No. I was really hoping his head would explode, guys.
His wolf runs at you, Violetta, but he just kind of keeps running and keeps running and passes you. Not really sure why. You're probably too excited. The other two goblins start running after you, Ken, and they both just kind of miss you with their swords. You're really agile still. It's your turn again, Alwyn.
Okay, I try to stab him in the jugular with my short sword.
It goes into his neck, but you kind of miss his jugular, but he has a sword in his neck, or a sword hole in his neck, a spear in his head. He's kind of stumbling around now. Violetta.
Okay, I'm going to climb up his body and stick my dagger in his eye.
I think there's a song about this.
Is there a song, Violetta?
Oh, yeah. I didn't know that was my cue.
What's your eye stabbing song?
You're a grumpy old man. You don't deserve to see. Stab, stab, stabby in your irises.
And you miss.
As
you sing, you just kind of keep stabbing the air and you keep missing.
That's really sad.
All right, Ken.
I pull out my hammer.
You have a hammer?
I do. It's in my inventory.
Oh, okay.
So I have a hammer in one hand. And I go to attack Clarg. I swing right at his funny bone with my hammer.
All right. Well, roll your d20, and then it'll be a 4 for damage for the hammer.
All right. My d20 is a 19 plus 4. Is that right?
Ooh, yeah, you're hitting him.
Okay. And then my damage is 13.
What's your damage?
What? Oh.
my
damage
it.
Is 17.
Whoa. 17. No, it's not.
What? Did I roll the wrong one?
D4.
Oh, is it the 4?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. My damage.
How strong? You have, like, Mjolnir that you're hitting him with?
Like, Thor's hammer.
I rolled a 4.
All right, you rolled a 4. That's plus whatever your thing is, 4. Mm-hmm. All right, you smash him in the funny bone so hard he dies.
Yes! Get at him!
That's going to be Ken's signature move, and I love it.
You broke his arm and he falls over dead. Spear in his forehead. Dead.
Nice.
And the wolf and the other two goblins, they're like, "Oh my god, Clarg!" And they just kind of jump down the chute.
Okay, now we're going to loot his body.
And as they jump down the chute, I yell at them, "I'm your god now."
Okay, I cut off his head.
Whoa.
Well, are we supposed you to do bring need it we, to,
we need the head.
I forgot you do need the head. Dang.
You forgot the information. That's a real dark turn today.
Yeah, I don't even remember hearing that earlier.
You were dead. I think you were dead during it. It's fine.
Oh, but hey, I want to take his stuff.
You search through a treasure chest you see nearby, where you see, let's see, 2 potions of healing.
Ooh.
You see about 50 gold and a jade statuette of a frog with tiny golden orbs
for
eyes.
I want that. I want it.
I think we should split the gold amongst ourselves.
I take the frog.
I think the noble doesn't deserve any gold because they are the 1%.
Can I take his clothes and wear it as a cloak?
Wait,
it would be a really cool cloak, and then they can carry the train behind me.
No, let's take the cloak, and Violetta can wear the cloak, and she can be on my shoulders like before.
And we can be one big person! Yes, let's do it! We got it! Okay.
Okay, how about this? We split the gold up so that you two get 20 and I get 10.
Thanks,
Mom.
We
can go even. That's fine.
Okay.
I was just joshing you guys. I'm not really a jerk.
Well, 50's not divisible by 3.
Oh. Hmm. Right.
I'll take the 10.
No. I will take the 10 since I am the noble and you are my subjects.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, nice.
You're welcome.
Okay, so I have the frog and I have Kragle's cloak.
Clarg's, yeah. You managed to get it off of him. With a lot of effort. It's very smelly. and he's probably been wearing it for the last, like, couple weeks straight.
Okay, I have another question. Are my candles scented?
They are not scented.
We'll just wash it in some water we find later.
So, alright, so what are you doing?
So I take Clark's head, and we walk back to where Yentl is.
You say Yentl?
I'm really glad that Mom pays attention, because I don't know anything.
Yemek, like anemic.
Okay, yeah, that dude.
Yeah, you backtrack, you go down the stairs, you climb the rope where the burning bridge is, you go back to the room.
Wait, was Yentl a matchmaker? Or is that someone what? Else? Yentl, wasn't she a Yentl. Matchmaker?
She's the matchmaker, yes.
Okay.
You come back, and he's standing up there. He's the only one in the room now. It's just him and the Sildar.
Okay, so I throw gently the head at Yentl.
Yemek. You throw it up there, and he's like, oh, I can't believe you actually did it.
All right, let the guy go.
I will for 200 gold.
Yeah.
Hey, no, that was a good deal.
Okay, guys, we have to kill the goblin.
Yeah, let's just take the money off of him.
Okay.
So he runs over as you try to go up the stairs, grabs Sildar, and just throws him off the ledge.
Oh, no.
Wait, what?
Bro,
Sildar's unconscious now.
No, wait a second. How did that happen?
Well, he's up on the ledge above you, and you're down on the bottom part.
Okay, so how about who has the most persuasion?
Ooh, I have some high persuasion.
Okay. How about you try to persuade him?
Okay, what am I persuading him to do?
To let Sildar go.
Okay.
You can have him!
Oh, thanks.
He's unconscious. I don't need him anymore. I got Clark's head.
Okay, bye. Thanks, buddy.
I just hope you can make it out of here alive.
What? What does that
Wait,
mean?
Wait, I think I heard something crazy come out of your face.
Yeah, as soon as you leave, I'm going to call the other goblins out. You didn't pay me.
Oh, we're going to... Guys, we definitely...
All right.
Convince him not to do that?
Can I tell him, I'll give you your 200 gold if you let us leave without being attacked.
All right, let me see that gold.
All right,
okay,
it's in my pocket.
But
I'm going to come hand
on.
It to you. I'm walking
Hold out. On. Hold on. Okay. He should have to come down to get the gold.
Okay, that sounds good.
That's fair.
No, you throw it up here to me.
Not good at throwing. He has a bad arm.
I'll do the goblin call.
I'm going to hand it to you. It's
okay.
In my pocket. I'm slowly walking towards you. I'm gonna hand you the gold. Nice cave. I really like what you've done with the place. Wow. Oh my. Hey man.
Oh,
look
okay.
at that. That.
Wait a second. Wait a second.
It's incredible. That's a beautiful escarpment, man.
So while he's talking, can I sneak up on Sildar or not Sildar? Yentl.
Yemek. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Do a stealth check then.
Okay.
See if you can get around him.
I'm bartering while this happens.
I'm going to throw him off the ledge.
All right, you could probably push with a strength check.
I'm going to push him.
Yeah, you push him, and he falls down there. And he's like, ow, my leg.
Where's he at? Is he in front of us now?
No, were you up there or down there?
We were
up
down
there?
Below.
So you were down talking. She snuck up the stairs then.
And then she pushed him down to us?
Yeah, and he's just kind of laying on the floor, like, holding his leg. Like, that was very nice.
Okay.
I'm going to pick his pockets.
Okay, do sleight of hand if you're going to pick his pockets.
Okay, so I grab onto Sildar, and...
Ooh, 19.
You find 2 gold.
Nice. Cool, guys.
Good job.
So,
hey.
You won't need it soon.
So, I shoot him with my longbow.
Oh, just get out of here.
Well, how do we know you're not going to call the other goblins?
My leg hurts.
That wasn't an answer.
Can we gag him?
Oh, no, you guys. I really want to use my candle. So, can we burn it and then pour the wax down his mouth?
What?
Ew.
Violetta.
Stay quiet.
I don't trust you guys. You threw that other goblin on the fire earlier, human man.
Can I attack this goblin?
Can you?
If you like it?
Can you like put your hand over his mouth or something?
I'm gonna.
We have to kill this goblin, guys.
Face.
It has to be done.
Yeah, we gotta kill this goblin.
I run up.
No, I'm sorry. Don't kill me.
I run up with my hammer in my right hand.
I'll give you all my gold.
And I.
Just take it when we kill you.
Oh, what?
So I.
Wait, I picked your pocket. I have all your gold.
What, you did?
No, I didn't.
I swing my hammer at his funny bone. Going for my signature move, right to the funny bone.
You shatter his funny bone.
Yes!
His arm flies across the room. And he dies.
Is he dead?
He died.
Nice.
Nice. Okay. So Sildar is unconscious?
Yeah, Sildar is unconscious on the ground.
Can we give him my bagpipes to make him feel better?
That might call more goblins.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll just take him back to town.
So who's carrying him?
Yep. Well, I guess it would be Ken.
Yep. I'll carry him.
All right, this one's a little bigger than what you have been carrying, but you can still manage it. You leave the cave, you make it back to your wagon, and you can travel somewhere next time.
Will the party be able to protect Sildar on their journey to Phandalin? Can they find the location of Cragmaw Castle and rescue Gundren? And will they choose to help those who need it the most? Find out next time on B&B and D&D.
Is that Clark?